Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shouted Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Hey, I'm Paul Stevenson, and this is VRP Rocks, the ultimate classic rock podcast that says that my music is better than yours. Make sure to subscribe to VRP Rocks on your podcast app right now so you don't miss a single episode. They come out each Monday and always feature big-name rock stars that found fame in the 60s, 70s, or 80s. If you're a new listener, check back through the catalogue. There's an awful lot of interviews for you to enjoy and loads of stars telling me their amazing stories from their legendary careers. Now, today's episode sees the return of a guest, and that's why I call it Side 2. Roger Earl is a drummer with such a rich history, and if you haven't checked out the first interview I did with him, then look out episode 38 of VRP Rocks. That's 38. You're going to hear stories about him auditioning for Jimi Hendrix, his time in Savoy Brown, Foghat, of course, their monster anthem Slow Ride, Fool for the City, Moving to America, and much, much more. It is well worth a listen. Now, the reason I've got him back is to discuss Foghat's new album. Now, I actually did this interview with Roger well before Christmas, but this is the first chance I've had to actually get it out as a podcast. The band's new album, the first new studio release they've put out for 7 years, is called Sonic Mojo, and, well, what a success it's been. It topped the US Billboard Blues chart. It's their first Billboard chart topper in, what, a 50-year career or something. The album itself features original songs, some covers, and some songs that were written by the great Kim Simmons, Roger's good friend and former bandmate from Savoy Brown. And sadly, Kim passed away in 2022. So that's the reason I wanted to get Roger back, that and the fact that he's a lot of fun. He's, very quirky, that's probably a word to describe him, and he loves talking about blues. He's a rock star who appreciates being a rock star. He understands his privilege, which makes him very relatable. He loves music, and you get that from listening to him. So here you go. Please enjoy this chat with Foghat's Roger Earl.
Let's start with a name then, Roger. I mean, Sonic Mojo, where did that come from?
I'm going to read to you now. Sonic, an adjective, a frequency within the audibility range of the human ear of waves and vibrations, good vibrations. Mojo, it's a noun, a charm or amulet thought to have magic powers. So I guess there is magic in the music, something like that.
Fantastic. So who came up with the name then? Where did it come from?
Actually, I think Mojo came from Scott Holt, our singer, and Sonic, I think our manager said it. She's very bright. In fact, she did all the artwork. I mean, it's not just, you know, a pretty cover. She's not just a pretty cover either. She is. But look, stories about people that work for Foghat, people that work with Foghat. Without these people, Foghat would not exist, because actually we have a great team. Road Crew is like absolutely the best. The band has a blast on stage. We're real bandmates. There's no sort of no issues, no egos or anything. You know, I realize how fortunate I am to play in a rock and roll band. It's like, careful what you wish for. Now life is good, and we have our own studio down in DeLand, Florida. You know, January, February, March. I live in New York as my home base, but I also live down at the studio as well. And January, February, March, I head south, and then we start recording and having a good time. We change the set list around. We add four or five different songs to the set. This is our 17th studio album.
I know, it's incredible.
So we go. We have a lot of stuff to pick from. There's probably 6 or 7 songs that we'll always play, which is fine by me. Yeah, so no, I love what I do. We haven't been to the UK.
No.
I have, you know, a couple of really good friends that I grew up with when I was going to school. We stayed in touch. I have a brother. I have my oldest daughter lives there, and granddaughter, cousins, nieces, nephews. Apparently, we have some fans there too, even though they've never seen us.
I know.
My favorite shirt. You see that? Detroit City is oh so pretty. It's not really that pretty, but we have to support the union workers so they get paid properly. Actually, Detroit is one of my favorite cities. It was the first city that actually, when I was in Savoy Brown back in 69, I think was the first time we came here. And like Detroit was the first city that like went embraced Foghat. Savoy Brown, sorry. And like up to that point, we'd been like fumbling around from show to show. We got to Detroit, and I think everybody sort of gained a bit of confidence. Did 3 encores that night. So I said, Detroit City, I love this place. Yeah, people in Detroit.
Fantastic. Well, we'll have to get the UK thing sorted out. But coming back to Sonic Mojo then, the record itself, it's out now, and we've seen it displayed very, very nicely a few times on screen, which I'm sure you're going to do again for us before the end. As you said, it's your 17th studio album. It's been 7 years since the last one, though. So why did it feel like it was the right time to get back in and record again?
We stopped being lazy and decided to finish up the project. Now, what happens, you know, because the band, we're basically in charge. Brian Bassett, our lead and slide guitar player, is the producer and engineer. So there's just the four of us in the room. And it just takes a while, because then we'd actually recorded every, like, early winter, you know, January, February, March, that time. We get down there and we start recording. And then it was pointed out to us that we hadn't had anything out in about 4 or 5 years. COVID, like I said, like put a bit of a dent in stuff. We stopped doing everything. I didn't stop doing everything during COVID. I went fishing and was able to eat the vegetables in my garden instead of letting the deer and the rabbits eat it. But that's another story. This is the first Foghat album with Scott Holt.
Yes.
So, he did, in fact, play on our previous studio album, Under the Influence. He played on 4 songs. I think he sang on 3 of the songs. So he's been around since 2014, actually. And when our lead singer, Charlie Hune, decided to retire 2 years ago, fortunately, I was in the studio writing with Scott. And I said, okay, so you want to sing? And he went, it's worked out great. Scott Holt learned his craft. He was with Buddy Guy's band for 10 years. And so, you know, the boy can play and sing. Mm-hmm. And I got a chance to meet Buddy Guy a number of times as well. That was, we're supposed to talk about Sonic Mojo, Roger. No, I want to talk about Buddy Guy. I met him a number of times. The Memphis Blues Awards. I was fortunate enough to one year to be a presenter there, and Buddy Guy was winning. He won Best Record, Best Song, Best Guitar Player, and my co-person with me said, "Buddy Guy play piano?" No, he'd have probably won that if he did. Stop talking about Buddy Guy. No, Buddy Guy, in my estimation, is one of the greatest blues guitarists and entertainers ever. And I was fortunate enough to have met him a number of times, and an absolutely incredible man. What is he, 87, 88 now? He claims he's doing his final tour. I don't think so. Buddy Guy is one of those folks that will roll and rock the blues until the day he departs. And he's got a wonderful sense of humor, and his guitar playing is as fantastic as ever. In fact, the first time I got to play with Buddy Guy was actually over here in the States. 1969, Savoy Brown opened up for Buddy Guy and the Jay Giles Band in Boston. Savoy Brown was on first. Then the Jay Giles Band came on, and they were just incredible. I mean, an incredibly tight band. What's the term? Tight as a duck's ass, and that's watertight. Oh, sorry about that. The lowering the whole tone of the thing. I do apologize in advance for the next one. No. And Buddy Guy was closing the show. And I think we all realized in Savoy Brown we had a long way to go before we ever get close to these two. But Buddy Guy was absolutely incredible. He's singing, he's playing, his presence on stage, you know, guitar over here and round here. He was absolutely, I remember it to this day. Will you please talk about Sonic Mojo, Roger? actually, there's a song on here that Buddy Guy used to do, Let Me Love You Baby, written by Willie Dixon, of course. And yeah, I love playing that song. And Scott is absolutely brilliant on it. She's a little bit of everything. Kim Simmons, obviously, he gave me my first real job in a band. Yeah. 1967, I think I joined Savoy Brown. And for the last 10 years or so, Kim would do a number of dates. Savoy Brown, I should say, did a number of dates with Folkout over here in the States because we had the same agency. And so I would get up and join Kim, and Kim would get up and join Folkout. We were doing a show in the Arcada Ballroom, or rather club, in Chicago. This is about six or seven years ago. And Kim said, you know, I'd really like to write some songs for Folkout. And I said, that will be fine as long as you're going to play on them. But unfortunately, Kim passed away last December, but he sent me four tracks with his, it was him singing and guitar. And I think it was like to a click track or a drum track. But we recorded three of them on our new album. Hold on. Sonic Mojo. She's a Little Bit of Everything. It was one of the songs that Kim wrote for us. Of course, we changed it a little bit. It was actually written about Kim's wife, Debbie. Though Debbie refutes that, but we think it's about Debbie. So we do that.
It must be nice, just dropping in there, Roger. It must be nice knowing that you've got a little bit of Kim on that record. As you said, he sadly passed, so it must be nice to know that you've got something of his on this new record that's out as well.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/Pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/Pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
Yeah, it is. It's Kim and I became real. We actually, when I was in Savoy Brown, Kim and I don't think we ever had a cross word. We always Wow. got on well. And even if we weren't sort of talking or traveling in a van, there was always a comfortable silence. And as a player, he was absolutely brilliant. And I know he enjoyed playing with me. We had some really good times together. Actually, Kim gave this to me, the birthday present. Yeah, he became quite an artist. Anyway, it does mean a lot. And he was a brilliant blues guitar player. And the last 10 years or so of his life, he was putting out a record every year. I mean, and writing all the material. He became prolific, doesn't even begin to cover it. I, on the other hand, maybe write half a dozen songs a year if I'm lucky. And I need a lot of help from my friends to finish it. But it's a lot of fun making music. I think that's the reason I got into music in the first place. I wanted to play drums in a band. It's fine sitting down, like banging stuff and kicking stuff and crashing stuff. But playing in a band is like, that's where you really get your kicks. I mean, I still get chills sometimes when we're playing up there and like you can hear everybody. I'm one of those fortunate bastards who gets to earn a decent living at something I love doing. Yes, careful what you wish for.
I mean, it must be wonderful. And just speaking about Kim again now, I mean, to have not had a crossword so much over, 50, 60 years of knowing him. I mean, take me back to the beginning when you first met. What was it like when you first two got together then? I mean, obviously, you must have hit it off quite quickly.
When I first auditioned for the band, it was in a pub, Battersea, the Nag's Head. I didn't get the job the first time, but I might have to thank Lowson Dave for this. Apparently, he said, what about that bloke with the image? I don't know what that meant. anyway, I came back a second time about a month or so later. Apparently, the drummer they picked, it didn't work out. He couldn't play a shuffle. Can't play a shuffle. What are you doing in a blues band? I mean, everybody's got to like, you know. Anyway, so I come back down. I borrowed Dad's car. I was a commercial artist. Worked in central London, just off Tottenham Court Road. And so I come there. I'm there for like 2.5 hours going through all these tunes. So it appeared that it was over. Then I start breaking down my drums. And somebody comes up to me and says, where are you going? I said, I'm going back to work. I have a day job. They said, no, you're not. We're playing in Birmingham tonight. So that was the start. I didn't get paid for the first 6 weeks or so.
Wow.
I would occasionally go into the office. It was the same agency that the band I was in was using. And I'd say to the manager, Harry Simmons, I said, Harry, you know, I haven't got paid yet. This is after a couple of weeks. We did about 3 or 4 dates a week. And he said, you haven't got paid yet, Boyle. Oh, we'll see about that then. So this went on for about 6 weeks. You know, my day job is starting to like look a little shaky. You know, I'm coming out in like looking like something the cat dragged in. And I get in the office and I'd say, sorry, guys. It was the bus. I'm a bit late. They said, played in Newcastle last night, didn't you, Rog? Anyway, after about 6 weeks, I think I got my first paycheck, £12.50.
Oh, wow.
Hey, I'm a professional musician. And eventually I had to give up my day job for £12.50 a week. I was earning considerably more than that then. But I'm a professional musician. I get paid for my work.
Fabulous stuff, fabulous stuff. Now back to Sonic Mojo. I mean, you've mentioned Scott. He'd said that the album was recorded under battle conditions, I think is what he termed it, because especially for you, because you'd injured yourself, hadn't you, prior to recording?
Drummers are always injuring. I've had work done on my hands, this, through here. Clavicle, I fell off the stage one time, broke my back twice, knee surgery, toe surgery. It was actually my left shoulder. This was back in the winter, and we just played a show over in Connecticut, and we drove back to Long Island where I live. And there's like 3 feet of snow in the yard. Couldn't get to the house. So I start shoveling snow. And the whole shoulder like dropped down here. And this muscle was sort of around my elbow. So, I couldn't get the surgery done at the time. Actually, it was a struggle trying to find somebody to actually do the surgery. So what I did was I used athletic tape, and what you do is you put it down here and then you drag the muscle back up on top. And pain? What pain? I felt no pain. The sun cut so hard, it hurt.
And you recorded the album before the surgery then?
Yes, before the surgery. I was all taped up. I was good for about 3 hours, then it would start to be a nuisance, impingements. Basically, like when you're playing, it's all in the wrists anyway. But, you know, if you start doing, you know, stuff like that, it's like... great surgeons over here. I went to see this surgeon who takes care of, like, sports injuries, you know, basketball players, baseball players, boxers, runners, anybody who's doing anything serious. And... I had to sort of keep it immobile for about 2 weeks. Then I had to do light sort of stuff, but it's fine. But I've got band-aids all over my body. Mary, Jane, June, and that was another time.
Yes, indeed. Just a quick question about the new album. It's something I like to ask people because it kind of puts them on the spot. But what's your favorite track from this new album then?
I don't know that I have a favorite. I can tell you the ones that I really, really like. It's actually the first two songs. First one is She's a Little Bit of Everything, which Kim and the band co-wrote. That's probably, we're actually playing that on stage regularly now. And the second song, I Don't Appreciate You. Scott has a record store down in Columbia, Tennessee, and he's a huge fan of vinyl. And he was listening to a whole bunch of punk songs, the Pistols, and that whole era. I mean, I heard it too. They were only rock and roll. It's just a different name. And anyway, he was listening to a bunch of punk songs. I wrote the lyrics for I Don't Appreciate You. It's I don't appreciate you. I don't appreciate the way you walk. Don't appreciate the way you talk. I don't appreciate your self-entitled attitude. I don't appreciate you. But Scott changed a number of the lyrics that I had. Mine were probably a little bit too blue. Radio and TV. Not that we get much TV anyway. So it was, it's about somebody that you really dislike. It may be an ex-girlfriend, an ex-boyfriend, depending on your want. Certainly a politician or two would come into that. So you don't appreciate. Scott introduces it as the most polite FU song we've ever written. So those two are probably... See, now I've got a third favorite as well. Am I allowed to have three favorites?
Yeah, of course you are, Roger.
All right, but I've actually got 11.
There you go, and you keep showing us. I mean, let's see it one more time, because this is now available on all the usual places, but as we can see, you can get it on this fantastic vinyl, and it's not just regular vinyl, it's 180 gram purple neon vinyl.
Stories as well. It's not just like, you know, pictures of the band, it's stories. Actually, we've been trying to get to the UK for a couple of years now. Maybe we can get there next year. I would like to play in my home of my birth. I grew up in Southwest London, Hounslow, and then Central London. And then I moved out to Wallingford in Oxfordshire. And then I left for the US. This is, you know, one of the beauties about the US, this is the land of music, or where, for me anyway, where it was born. You know, first of all, you had the blues, and when they dragged the Africans out of Africa. And then we got jazz, bebop, rock and roll, country music, gospel music. And there's this wonderful amalgamation of these. I think it's one of the things that highlights this country, my adopted home. Without music, life would be a mistake. And I think America, or American musicians or music, still influences like the rest of the world to some degree. I know it did for me, you know, growing up listening to Little Richard, Jerry Lee Lewis, Chuck Berry. We'd all be out of work if it wasn't for Chuck. You know, Chess Records. I mean, I would drool every time I would like put that on my record player. But yeah, life is good. Life is good. And we're going to hope to come to the UK this summer. So any of you promoters out there, we'll play for free. No, don't say that, Roger. Well, we would. But we need to get paid for traveling.
Indeed, indeed. And until you talk about playing, because you still play live an awful lot. I've looked on your website and you've got dates straight through to, I think, April or something at the moment, haven't you?
Yeah, we do about 60 or 70 shows a year, mostly in the US. We probably do half a dozen in Canada. We do some festivals down in Mexico. I love going to Mexico. Mexico is a really cool place to go to. Yeah, we want to come to the UK. We played the Sweden Rock Festival two or three times. That's not the UK, Roger. I know that. We did play a date in Germany, played a date in Belgium, but that's not enough. Yeah, we would love to come there. I've got some really good friends that I grew up with that are still there.
Wonderful stuff. And Sonic Mojo, as we said, is available. The best place to have a look for it is on foghat.biz. That's the band's website where you can get to buy things and you can see things. It's got autograph stuff and loads of other things on there, isn't there, Roger?
Yeah, foghat.com, foghat.biz, but foghat.com should lead you to everything. We make wine as well. You can't have that. We're not allowed to ship wine to the UK. What is wrong with that? Wine is the one thing that everybody enjoys, and like you can talk and share a glass of wine, or I occasionally have two or three. But and they make it so hard to, like, you know, ship stuff around. Why is that? Why is it so difficult? Maybe they don't drink, these people don't drink wine. No, it's not your fault, I know that. But we can get records, can't we?
We certainly can. And we'll be getting Sonic Mojo. Everyone will be getting Sonic Mojo now. Well, Roger, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting with you for this last half an hour or so. Best of luck with this record, and best of luck with the Band-Aids that are keeping your body together, and best of luck with the touring, and let's hope that you come to the UK and we can come and see you.
Actually, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Paul. Hopefully one of these days we'll get a chance to meet, yeah?
Yes, absolutely.
I look forward to that.
There you go, the entertaining Roger Earl there. If you haven't checked out that new record, Sonic Mojo, then definitely do so. As I said earlier, it hit the top spot on the Billboard Blues chart and got a lot of great reviews. American Songwriter gave it 4 out of 5 stars. Classic Rock said it's an album that could have appeared anytime since 1971. And if you like your fancy vinyls as well, then it's a beautiful purple one that you can get. It's a treat for any collection. And again, please do check out the first interview I did with Roger, where he talks about all his career, and that's on episode 38 of VRP Rocks. But that's it for this week's episode then. Make sure to subscribe to VRP Rocks on your podcast app so you get all the future episodes released every single Monday with a big name classic rock star every single time. Please leave VRP Rocks a 5-star review on that podcast app that you use, because it makes a really big difference. Check out the VRP Rocks YouTube channel and social media channels too. But until next week's episode then, take care.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.